Nope.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's that? Matt Thompson.
Yeah.
Tompo in the house.
Yeah.
For those of you that are new listeners, when Big Hungry and I first started doing Drive in a long time ago,
back
on
in the,
Thursday,
back
we
in
just
the
did Thursday, Matt Thompson was our guide. He was the sponsor of Cocktail Corner, so it's great to have him back in the house every once in a while. Matt Thompson, what's going on with Thompson Whiskey?
Oh, well, thanks for having us up, guys. So we've got a new release, which is, this is a five-year-old whiskey. So
that's young.
Well, you might say that, but not for me, not for when I...
No, 5 years is a long time.
5 years is a long
actually,
time.
Actually, so kind of when we had you up.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
When you put this whiskey in the barrel, and you
probably
didn't even
did.
Mention it. You didn't even fucking mention it.
I'd have been listening to BFM, you know, when it, when the still was running.
Okay.
It may seem young, but if you thought, like, what were you doing 5 years ago, like, it is actually quite a long period of time, if you have to.
Who was number one in the charts, 2015?
That smells good. Did you, let me just predict here what's happened here. I've got bottle 155 of 264, by the way, everyone, and of cask number 82. Am I assuming that the barrel is kind of quite flavorful and grunty, and that way you can kind of get a little bit more out of it quicker? Like you don't have to do 12 years, so to speak?
Well, it
does
mature.
Does that make any sense at all?
Yes.
Okay,
so
cool.
It does mature faster in New Zealand because the climate is warmer.
No
right?
shit.
It matures faster than Scotland.
Okay.
For sure. And if, I don't know if people are familiar with the Angel's Share, but the Angel's Share is the amount that evaporates out of the barrel. And in Scotland, it's around 2% per year. But we lost 20% on that.
20%?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is, the angels are greedy.
So it's 4% per year, so it's pretty much double.
So if
Scottish angel share.
Is that your carpentry skills and the leak?
Me sipping the barrel and the leak? No, it's just...
Mate, it's the angel share.
Yeah.
So, new thing that I've learned today.
Customs understand the angel share.
Mm. Oh, can you, like, milk the angel share? Oh, the angels really took quite a bit on this one.
Well, it would need to be consistent. And it is sort of consistently like that. And so what's happening now,
that wouldn't be actual like whiskey, that's more like kind of raw alcohol zone, wouldn't it? That's coming off the angel share, or is it just like...
Well, two things, there's several things that are happening actually.
Please tell.
So you've got stuff moving through the wood, and you've got water evaporating off, and you've got higher alcohols like your methanol and your higher volatiles that come off. So you've got things evaporating out. You've got compounds from the wood, from the tannins moving into the spirit.
Right.
And then you've got, because this is an ex-bourbon barrel, so the inside was charred, so it's working like a carbon filter. So you've got it sort of refining the spirit, and then you've got the interaction with the wood and the alcohol and a slow kind of oxidation over time.
What about insects? Do they get a little bit of the angel stuff?
No, they don't get near it.
I've already forgotten the name. Angel stuff.
The angel stuff, yeah.
Angel share.
Angel dust,
pretty
man.
Close. Both words starting with an S.
And so what, if we look at this whiskey, this is Thompson Whiskey, never adds any colouring, which...
Oh, it's a nice colour. It's golden.
But it's a light golden colour. If we look, bourbon rules, you're not allowed to add any colouring, so bourbon is the colour that it is. But that's been in a new bourbon barrel for... probably average around 4 years, and it's really, really dark. This, you're getting kind of subtle things happening over time. Really nice.
Just had an idea.
So should we try it?
I've had
an
idea.
Were you happy with the barrel that you chose for this particular...
Look at... He's real confused with the...
Oh, was I happy with the barrel? Mm. Well, what happens is I pick barrels that seem good, fill them with spirit, and then years later...
You find
go
out.
Through them and see if they're any good.
The waiting game. How many barrels are we talking about? Because this is barrel from barrel number 82. I'm assuming there was 81 barrels before that.
Yeah. Some of them were small casks that matured quickly and we would have sold.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. Have you considered a Russian doll style approach where the outer barrel would get the angel share of the inner barrel? And then you could do, then, he's closing his eyes and thinking about it, then you could do a Thompson Whiskey angel share.
Yes, I have thought about that.
Yes!
Actually.
Yes!
None of those two.
Sometimes I think I know I'm saying dumb shit, and sometimes it hits, you know.
But I have thought about putting a barrel in a barrel, and just filling the space in between.
Yes, what about that? Angel share, and call it angel share whiskey.
That would go through to the middle one.
Oh man, that's my 20%. You don't hear that, right?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Should we try
it? International Whiskey Federation wouldn't allow it.
It's too crazy. Yeah. But like a little barrel, they come in like, it could happen, eh? You could, that would be cute.
I would have
fuck.
A barrel that could fit inside a barrel. The issue more is that I need stainless hoops. The hoops are normally either not galvanized, so they're rusty, or galvanized, and that's no good with food.
Good point.
But we could do that one.
Bro, that you've got to do that, I reckon. I mean, obviously, it's kind of mucking around, but it's worth a shot as well.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Hey Matt, can you just give us a quick tasting guide?
Oh, how it smells great. It smells Thompson. Yeah, it right does, off the bat, it smells Thompson. Nice.
How do I taste this?
Okay, so first of all, we straighten hold it face. Up and we look at it, and we look at the colour, and then we think, well, a light kind of golden colour, that's probably American oak. And we turn the glass on its side to like 15 degrees, or so the whiskey is right up near the lip, and then we turn it around.
And then we spill a little bit on our pants.
You spill some on your pants. And then we look at it, and the longer it takes for the legs to form, that's the droplets on the inside, and the more viscous, the better the mouthfeel of the spirit, and generally the older the spirit.
Okay. Because it's dripping off a little bit fast, I'll say.
It's kind of reducing a bit like a syrup in the barrel with the evaporation.
Right.
And we smell it, and we go,
No, we don't.
Marmalade.
No, not all of us do that.
Do it.
Old wood. Bit of McDonald's, apple pie.
What the total?
Pete. I'm getting notes of Pete. Ooh.
Is there a McDonald's out Riverhead? I don't think so.
Nah, but we came up with apple pie as a tasting note. There was, but what apple pie? McDonald's apple pie.
It's impressive. It's impressive. Smooth as silk, Matt Thompson. I know what you're doing.
I was kind of getting ready for I thought we were going to go that more clear whiskey that barely has had the barrel treatment, but this has actually got a good golden tinge to it, and it's very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Are you giving yourself from 5 years ago a pat on the back?
You just put a bit of water in yours.
Yeah. So, am I giving a pat on the back? Well, I am very happy with this whiskey.
It's fucking great, man.
It's bottled at 46%, so then we can add a little bit of water to 46%? It to bring it down. 46%?
I wouldn't have guessed. I thought it probably would have been around 40. I wouldn't have known it was so strong just from the smooth on the palate sort of.
I've just got the warm in the tummy vibe and none of the kick in the face, so I'm loving this. Yeah.
Thanks. The reason for 46% is that below that, if the temperature drops, the whiskey can cloud. And so 46% means that you don't need to chill filter it. Chill filtering is, as it sounds, you chill it right down to freezing and then you run it through a pad filter and that pulls some of the oils out. Okay. So whiskey's at 40%.
How did you get this so smooth? Was there anything which has led to it being really smooth at 46%?
It's just time. It's the magic. It's the subtleties that happen over time.
Barrel selection and time.
A crazy thing is this cask, for anyone who wants to buy it, is called 5. Mm-hmm. We released one called 4 that was 4 years old. Mm. Same thing.
Absolute shit.
No, it was good. It was good. No, that's not the point of my story. The point is that these casks, they have 4 bourbon barrels on a pallet, right?
Right.
And I just went through and last year went, this one's good, let's release it with this 4.
How do you taste it when it's in the barrel?
I use a thief, which is a tube that you dip in. People would have seen them with wine barrels, and you put your thumb over the end and pull up a bit and then put it into the glass and try it.
Shit. Okay.
Anyway, what I'm saying is the four was the best of those last year.
Okay.
So it was better than the 5, but the 5 a year later is way better than the 4.
This is so
good.
A
year ago, because we tried them against each other, it was like, the 5 sleeps better.
The mouthfeel is hella creamy, you know? Am I saying the right words? Feels like it.
You can say that.
I'm just using
smooth, warm.
Get me a thesaurus, someone.
I don't know. But yeah, that's it. I mean, and that is just all New Zealand grown malted barley. It's been double distilled in our copper pot stills, then matured for 5 years in an ex-bourbon barrel. You know, it's kind of like the process with no tricks. It doesn't have any funny smoke, doesn't have any wine cask.
Right.
You're kicking ass with this one, mate. This one kicks ass.
Is there competitions that you, I guess, with COVID, do you just send bottles off these days? Or I feel like this is some kind of winner, man.
We haven't, because we only just released this, like, I know, 3 weeks ago or something. And it's sold out from us. It's sold out within a week. But it's in the shops, like Glengarry's Fine Wine Delivery Company. Mm-hmm. Anyway, This year we only entered New Zealand competitions, so there was one called the Drammies and there's Distilled Spirits Aotearoa, and we won both of those.
Okay, understandable.
Here's one for the older whiskies here. I don't know if you're quite in this realm, but there's a 25-year-old whiskey tasting competition coming up in Auchs in about 5 weeks' time. Tickets not on sale from Huia, apparently.
Wow.
From Huia Pete. No, actually, that's just the person. But do you know about this 25-year-old whiskey? That's like a more of a vintage zone.
Yeah.
Would they be international whiskies?
Oh, yeah, there's only one. There's not.
It's kind of. Matt's kind of it.
Maybe there's some old
New Zealand whiskey about.
Oh.
Cause we started selecting casks of old New Zealand whiskey. So
that's right.
We started when we had a 17-year-old, 18-year-old, 23-year-old.
Yeah.
Nice. But it's good. It's nice to have our own stuff now.
That's a straight victory. So what? That's it. We're tasting the last of it.
I got a couple of bottles at home, but yeah, I mean that's.
Apparently Japanese whiskey tasting is on the 11th of November. Can't wait. It sounds like we've got a little bit of a whiskey listenership here.
That's great.
Would you, if I put this into a cocktail, would that be a total no-no?
Well, you could, but this is a single cask, so it's only 264 bottles.
So yeah, vanilla Coke, 50-50 with some vanilla Coke, John.
Exactly.
Cheers. Damn.
Just neat. You're drinking yours with a little dash of water.
Where is the Thompson range at right now?
How many products have we got? Mm.
What's on?
I don't know.
I can Google this.
We've got the core range. So we've got two-tone Manuka Smoke, South Island Peat. We've got a rye whiskey. And then we've got our gins, Victor Gin, Original, and Cafe Align.
Okay.
And then from time to time, then about three times a year we do a special single cask release like this one.
I've still got a Victor Gin in the old bottle at home.
Nice.
Or is it at my house?
That shows my drinking.
I think you brought it around to my house.
Damn it. Did you drink it?
Wow.
I've still got a Victor Gin bottle at John's place.
Now, plans for the summer? Anything coming up? Any sort of whiskey tastings on the horizon? Events? They're more sort of drammy.
Tom's Whiskey has a cellar door sale, which might be the 5th of December, but you'd look at our social media or something to find that
where
out.
Where is the cellar door sale?
And that's at Hallertau Brewery, where we're based. Great brewery, great beer. But we'll also be doing a tasting there. So you book a tasting with us and we'll run you through. I should have thought of this before I came on air. If you want to pay for a sit-down tasting at the distillery, we'll do a couple of sessions that day.
Oh, yeah, you've got a few, definitely a few options on the Thompson website. Do you feel like you've kind of clocked it when you can whip up a whiskey in 5 years? Like, that's impressive.
Well, it's still 5 years. That's a long period of time, though.
To be a whiskey, it has to be 2 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, it would be 2 years.
Starting.
Should we be saying whiskey as well? Are we not leaning into that enough? I'm just thinking now. I've had an intelligent drink, so...
Oh, yeah, we changed our pronunciation after 5 years.
Cellar door sale coming up in December.
Yeah, probably the 5th.
Okay. Apparently the Aotearoa Whiskey Club is running that. You part of that?
No.
You don't know about the club? Then they wouldn't call you, man. You're probably just the young upstart pissing everyone off, I'd say. You're in the right place.
Yeah.
Matt, you're always kicking ass, man. Thompson Whiskey, if you haven't had a dabble... Obviously, we highly recommend it. Crimbo coming up, isn't it?
Exactly. It could be a good present.
What a great gift.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
The gift of cheers.
Cheers, Santa.
See you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. See ya.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.